On the completely other side, adding a lot of reverb to a voice is going to make us think that we're listening to a flashback, or perhaps that we're inside the head of a character, or that we're listening to the voice of God, or even more powerful in film, Morgan Freeman. You know, so, but what are some other tools or hacks that sound designers use? Well, here's a really big one. It's silence. A few moments of silence is going to make us pay attention. And in the Western world, we're not really used to verbal silence, as they're considered awkward or rude. So silence preceding verbal communication can create a lot of tension. But imagine a really big sort of Hollywood movie where it's full of explosions and automatic guns. Loud stops being loud anymore after a while. So in a yin-yang way, silence needs loudness and loudness needs silence for either of them to have any effect. But what does silence mean? Well, it depends how it's used in each film. Silence can place us inside the head of a character or provoke thought. We often relate silences with contemplation, meditation, being deep in thought. But apart from having one meaning, silence becomes a blank canvas upon which the viewer is invited to paint their own thoughts.